And this morning we're joined by Amanda Griswold with the UW Extension. And Amanda, you were just telling me about your title. Exactly. You've got quite a few words in your working title.
Yeah. So my title is Human Development Relationship Educator.
Okay.
And so I'm here to serve Crawford County and also statewide as that educator. And I focus in on parenting and financial and well-being.
Okay. And this morning we're going to be talking about the library and library story times happening, well, beginning today, as a matter of fact, and then going through the week.
Yes. So thank you again for having me coming on and talking. And today we are kicking it off in Soldiers Grove and then at 10:30 at the library time. And then tomorrow we'll be in Gaze Mills at 10 o'clock.
That's April Fool's.
Yes,
but
it
that's
is.
No April Fool's. You're no, really you're right. Be in Gaze Mills.
Yes, we will really be in Gaze Mills. We are not going to fool anybody on that day, or especially our young ones.
Okay, that's at 10.
And then at 10, yep. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to be on Thursday. We'll be at Hoffman Hall for the playgroup at 9 o'clock. And then on Friday, we will be wrapping up our week with the big book reads at the libraries at our Prairie Sheen Library at 10 o'clock.
Okay, so the library story times. What kind of books are story time? Does that include?
So this year we're going to be featuring What Can I Buy book, and we will be providing additional educational opportunities during that time for parents to be able to talk to their children about financial. We also know it's really great for us to start talking young at younger ages with our children. So right now we're going to be talking about needs and wants and about those coins that we might be collecting and why saving is important.
And about how long does each session last?
Well, it's during story time, so it's about 15 to 20 minutes. We'll be reading a couple books. We won't be just reading one, but the feature book was What Can You Buy? And we'll have a great little goodie bag from every our collaborators.
Okay.
We have three collaborators with us this week, People's State Bank, Community First, and Royal Bank. And they will also be there as partners and reading the book, different books, and interacting with us.
Now, is there an age limit to this?
No, well, if you want to come to story time, there is any age is welcome.
That's what I see
on this part. So
I'm looking at this going, this is one of my favorite things as a kid or adult is guess the number of items in the jar. Like, I want to go just to guess.
Well, that is actually all month. So you're pulling us right into the rest of the month of April.
Okay.
We are actually having a month-long reading challenge for everyone to go into their local libraries and to read books on financial or any books. So if you read a book on financial wellness, you can have your name entered into a drawing, and that's for the younger kids. And then anybody can guess how many items are in the jar. And so that's in the for the month of April. And the end of the month, we will draw whoever the lucky winner is for a gift card.
You know what I love about the guessing the number of items in the jar is because – actually, I have multiple things here – is that you always got to love the ones that just go like 8,040.
Yes.
Like you're not – you know, how do you get that? And then you're like the ones that go 15.
Yes, we're really precise, like 325 or 388.
So, fun fact on this.
Yes.
Guess the numbers in the jar, and don't ask me how I know this, but if you add the average up of every guess that you get, that's going to be really, really close.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try it next.
I mean, every guess that you get, add them up, divide it by how many guesses, and that number is going to be almost spot on.
Really?
The exact same.
I'm going to have to do that this year. I have not went in that scientific information yet on our guessing jar. I usually just collect how many people have done it and share it out. But, yes, that would be really cool.
All right, Amanda, thanks for stopping by. And library story times.